Well, you may have heard, you may have seen ads being run by the group Mayors Against Illegal Guns. They're targeting about 15 U.S. senators, and it's all being paid for by New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, $12 million of his own cash on these TV spots in states where both one or both senators oppose universal background checks. Now, these are mostly red states. These Democrats are mostly up for re-election. Get it? Well, here's one of the ads featuring a man wearing a camo baseball cap and a flannel shirt. Picture that in your mind. Presumably his children on a swing set in the background, talking about why gun control should matter to average gun owners like him. Listen.
Guns are for hunting and protecting my family. I believe in the Second Amendment, and I'll fight to protect it. But with rights come responsibilities. That's why I support comprehensive background checks, so criminals and the dangerously mentally ill can't buy guns.
Now, over at the NRA, CEO Wayne LaPierre has characteristically been blunt about this latest $12 million ad buy. He says that Michael Bloomberg, quote, can't buy America. So that makes us ask the question, what does $12 million in ads buy you in the political sphere? Anything? Probably depends on how you do it. So we have with us, of course, Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for our partner, The New York Times. He started a daily aggregation blog called The Gun Report at The Times, chronicling victims of gun violence in the U.S. Hi, Joe.
How are you, Todd?
I'm fine, thanks. Good to have you in here. And I want to talk about the $12 million from the mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, to try to wedge ordinary Americans who own guns away from the NRA. What do you think?
I applaud Mayor Bloomberg's stance, and he's been out front on guns, and he's been a leader on guns. But to be blunt, I think too much of this is wrapped around Mayor Bloomberg's ego. I think he would have been way better served running his money through, for instance, Gabby Gifford's group or something like that. He's made it too personal.
What difference does it make?
I mean, I'll tell you what the difference is. It does make a difference, and here's why. The ad that you just heard with the twang and the shirt is aimed at the classic American gun owner, a blue-collar white American. Those Americans are deeply, deeply suspicious of elitists like Mayor Bloomberg, and that's how they would describe them, who basically are anti-gun in their view and are trying to take their guns away. That's how they view it. Mayor Bloomberg can run these ads till he's blue in the face, and they will not change the mind of a single gun owner because the gun owners of America are already up in arms about Mayor Bloomberg.
So in that way, it would be better for Gabby Giffords from Arizona, a gun owner herself, famously a Glock owner, for them to do it. More credibility in
numbers. My view is that this ad has one goal. The goal is to scare congressional candidates. That's the goal. It's to say, look, $12 million? That's a drop in the bucket. That's nothing for me. I just ousted the front runner in Chicago, trying to replace Jesse Jackson Jr. on the gun issue. And I'll do it to you, too, because I care passionately about this issue. Well, I, Joe Nocera, care passionately about this issue, too, and so do many, many, many people. What makes me nervous about this is it's yet another movement in the country towards single-issue money trying to affect national policy through, you know, super PACs and all that stuff that we say we hate when the Koch brothers do it.
Right.
But somehow when it's the sainted Mayor Bloomberg on guns, it's okay. You can't have that kind of double standard.
But that double standard would have been in force if he had funneled his money through Gabby Giffords, I suppose.
That's true. And it is two separate issues.
Yeah.
One is the issue of what's the way to be the most effective in terms of actually trying to get gun owners to listen to you and maybe even side with you. Versus the issue of, and that's the Gabby Gifford issue, and, you know, versus the issue of, you know, should we have a country where no matter what the issue is and no matter how you feel about it, you basically can use your money to try and enforce national policy by ousting candidates who disagree with you.
Well, now that we know that money is speech, Joe, we're going to be getting a lot more of the sets for sure. That's Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much. We'll hear more about issue ads and how effective they really are from Kathleen Hall Jamieson in just a moment. So stay with us.